Now we have our Hajj, the global build-up with Hafiz Ibrahim Musa joining us on the line. Hafiz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We trust you are well. We go straight into our first story. Libyan Hujjaj await Hajj allowance. Tell us more about that one.
Well, Hujjaj from Libya obviously had a difficult journey coming from a war-torn country. And as is the case with a few countries that we've reported on, it is part of the Hajj packages that they pay for that they are then presented with a certain allowance. They've obviously paid for it before, but this is now presented to them once they reach the Holy Land. What has happened so far is many of the Hujjaj are complaining that they haven't received this allowance of $2,000, which was supposed to be channeled to them through the Saudi banks. And as a result of that, they've been unable to, you know, meet some of their daily expenses. They've actually staged a small protest outside the hotel, and Saudi police had to come in and check what is going on and try to intervene and mediate between the two parties. According to the Libyan Hajj authorities, what this goes down to is when these Hujjaj go to the Saudi banks to get this 2,000 allowance, they have to present their travel documents. Now, these travel documents are actually not in their possession, but in the possession of their travel agents. And as a result of that, the Saudi banks are not accepting photocopies, and that's perhaps part of the problem. Some so far now have received it, but it still remains a bit of a backlog to clear out with very little time left for Hajj.
A snapshot of the Hajj currency exchange market.
This is a booming time for the Hajj currency exchange market, with people coming from all over the world. Daily sales of currency or daily exchange of currency in excess of 1 million Saudi riyals. The Saudi authorities are saying, or the businesses in this field are saying, that this year so far it seems to be business slightly lower than usual because of the decreased number of Hujjaj. Statistics from their side, about 3,200 money or currency exchange points in the three main cities of Saudi Arabia related to Hajj, which is Makkah, Medina, and Jeddah. And of the currencies that are exchanged, the majority, so there's 40 currencies actually that are being exchanged prominently at these money exchanges. One would say, well, there are Hujjaj from much more than 40 countries, but sometimes it doesn't make business sense to exchange in all the currencies, and therefore, people settle to use the currency of a neighboring country or use a stronger currency from the region. From all these 40 currencies that are being traded, the most, the strongest currency that's, or the currency that exchange hands the most is the US dollar. And the current money exchanges are saying, this time round, there is a shortage, of US dollars. They don't have enough in their market, and because not so many Hujjaj are coming from outside, that is contributing to the shortage. So 80% of the currency that is exchanged is the U.S. dollar, and the U.S. dollar has had its ups and downs, but according to the currency exchanges at the moment, that seems to be the most stable currency that the Hujjaj prefer.
Then Hujjaj are being advised not to stress themselves out now. I wonder, is this at all possible?
It's not. It's not, actually. And I think sometimes it's actually on the positive side. One has to have that amount of stress or that adrenaline, and that contributes towards one achieving and exerting oneself to the maximum for the days of Hajj. But this is coming from Nigerian Amir of Hajj, but it's really applicable to all other groups, and we know that all other groups are giving their Hujjaj this sort of advice at the moment. Besides the stress aspect, they're saying do not stress your body out with things like undue physical activity or doing additional umrahs at this stage. And the ulama would also advise that, perform more tawafs rather than umrahs. We know other groups would also tell their hujjaj, don't do strenuous things like trying to climb the mountains at this stage. It's a lovely thing to do, but maybe this the time is not opportune right now to do that. I've seen some Hajj groups from previous years have actually taken this to another extreme, and I don't know if that is really healthy or not, arguable. But for example, a judge from Indonesia that I've met previously saying that their Hajj groups actually instruct them not to go to the Haram at all for a few days before the Hajj, and rather just preserve all that energy. It's also notable to mention in these days before Hajj, to catch, just as you enter into these last few days, it just happens, and sometimes it catches you all of a surprise, to catch that regular taxi that you would take to Azizia and back. It takes far longer. Sometimes you have to wait in excess of an hour because all the cars coming past are full. There's so much gridlock and so forth. So perhaps to go away from all of that, this is some of the advice that the Hajj groups are giving.
Interestingly, we just spoke to Mulana Abdurrahman Laili a few minutes ago, and he had said that there's been a directive that has been given that if you're in Azizia, you shouldn't come for Jummah tomorrow. So I suppose it's all in this light that the Hujjaj are being told to rest in preparation for Saturday. Another interesting story that comes up, Saudi soldiers and guards and the Hajj spirit.
And this is such a beautiful story to, just count us down as we just look just over a day before we enter into the actual days of Hajj. Usually many pilgrims hit into a brick wall when they see these soldiers, when they see these guards, and they don't find them to be empathetic, or they can't communicate with them. And the common phrases from these guards and from these soldiers is, just giving them hand gestures, not giving them conclusive answers, hurry on, yalla, yalla, yalla Hajj, yalla Hajj, and these type of phrases, all too common for people who've gone for Hajj. But we've got a soldier here who's reciting in the spirit of Hajj and captured by onlookers, capturing the surah that mentions the Hajj and Surah Al-Hajj. Let's take a listen.
MashaAllah, a beautiful recitation. You would have thought it's one of the imams of the Haram in such a melodious manner with such good tajweed and all.
Absolutely, what has happened. That is so heartwarming. And it immediately would melt the hearts of the people around you to listen to you. There's also pictures coming through on social media of the imams of the Haram personally handing out gifts to the Hujjaj, and that is certainly an honor for the Hujjaj to be receiving from the precedence. And then the soldiers and the guards who often will be shouting out those sort of instructions that we mentioned earlier. One of these guards, instead of doing that, tried to tell the Hujjaj to recite along with him the takbirat that are recited in these days. And I'm sure by doing that, the stress and the tension is released, and they would also obey his orders. Let's take a listen to how he recited the takbir. Thank you.
or the ambience in the background after the takbir, it really gives you the feeling as though you're there in the haram and makes the heart yearn in a greater sense to be there.
That's absolutely beautiful, and it's something that will unite all those hujjaj. Everybody got different thoughts on their mind. Somebody is rushing to the bathroom, someone's going to the haram, someone's in the state of ihram making their first umrah. Everybody is just on this big rush to achieve what they need to achieve. And instead of being shouted at or being instructed at, when, phrases like these, remembrance of Almighty Allah, it just binds them all together, and it really is that manifestation of unity that we all speak about the Hajj being.
Subhanallah, may Allah create that unity within the Ummah so that we can unite as a global Ummah. Jazakumullah khair for the very informative report, Hafizab, and we look forward to the next report tomorrow afternoon, inshallah.
Wa
alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Hafiz Ibrahim Musa with the global build-up to Hajj, covering a number of stories with us this afternoon.